Hey, 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 Closet Busters and Closet Dwellers. It's time once again for another edition of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. And these are those moments when me, coming out Coach Rick, just kind of take us down some other paths, give some advice, hopefully stop and make you think a little bit about what has been going through my mind, what I'm seeing in the world, especially about coming out and being who you're meant to be. This morning I was laying in bed as I usually do. Well, I guess, you know, most of us lay in bed before we get up in the mornings, but I was laying in bed doing my meditation, and one of my meditation practices is to actually listen to a set of CDs that I've gotten from Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra. Lots of them out there, but I happen to be listening to the Desire and Destiny CDs again. And today's meditation was all about how can I serve. I love this particular meditation. It always brings me to a space of seeing myself in the closets of my life and realizing, you know, how I can best serve others is to step into a space of being of service to myself. And I want to make sure that this doesn't come off as a self-serving conversation. This is about stepping into a place where you take care of yourself and you do the things that help you be a better person so that you can then answer the question, now how can I serve? How can I serve others? How can I make the planet a better place? And I know for me, the past few weeks have been a space of really dwelling deep into this because I know I want to be of even more service in the world because of many things that are happening on our planet. But instead of getting riled and angry and frustrated, what I realized is the first place that I've got to do this is I've got to give myself some self-love and some self-care. That's how I then begin to be of service. So what I wanted to take you through today is just some things that have come up for me. I actually was putting my vision board together the other day, and I actually started putting some of these things on it because I realized this is the way I'm going to be better at being of service to others and being of service to myself. Because one thing I know for sure is when I'm not being of service to myself, I am no fucking good at serving other people. And I say that again, I'm no fucking good when I'm not taking care of myself because then I'm no good at taking care of other people. And there's seven things that I know. There's more, but these things I know for sure is that when I operate from a place of self-love, then it's easier for me to love others. When I quit judging myself and I'm less judgmental, it's easier for me to be less judgmental of other people. When I think before I speak, first of all, I don't put my foot in my frickin' mouth. But when I think before I speak, I'm able to speak with beautiful thought rather than speaking from a place of reaction. And when I think before I speak, I also am able to hear others speak. Even if they're not thinking before they speak, I'm able to hear others speak and really read underneath what's going on for them. The other thing I've also discovered about how I can serve myself is to be very, very clear in what I want, what I desire, what I say I want in my frickin' life. Because when I can be clear that way, then it enables me to help others get to that clarity too and to have conversations that help them really to, you know, dial in and dig under to what they really want and desire in their life. But one of the biggies for me is also practicing patience. When I practice patience with myself for not getting things done that I should have got done or not doing the things I feel like I should be doing or not being as far along in my business or my weight loss or whatever it may be, when I practice patience with myself, I'm a lot less impatient with other people. The last two things that I think are so important are when you trust your intuition. When you dial into what your gut is telling you, and we all have these internal GPSs that do this for us, that take us to, as the phrase says, our North Star, that direction that is where we're supposed to be going. And trust me, these past few weeks, I've been feeling this in my body, in myself, that I got to trust my intuition. When I trust my intuition, it enables me to trust others. And the last thing is always allowing myself to dwell in possibilities. When we dwell in impossibilities, then that's what expands. When we dwell in possibilities, that's what expands. And all of these things that enable us to be better servers to others. To be more in service when we can exercise love and less judgment and listening and not speaking before we think. When we can be clear in what we desire, we can help others be clear in what they desire. When we practice patience, it helps us be patient with others. When we trust our intuition, we then trust much more in other people. And when we dwell in possibilities, we help others dwell in their possibilities, and we see the true possibilities of what we all can do. But we have got to uncloset. We've got to uncloset these things that we think we can't do. We've got to be willing to uncloset our self-love so that we can be more loving to others. And when we uncloset, we can then answer the question, how can I serve? And how you can serve is pretty simple, but you got to ask for something. And I don't know where you stand, because I don't know each of you that listens to this, but whether you stand in a place of faith-based or trusting the universe or whatever your bigger destiny is, I love Oprah Winfrey's prayer that she says on a daily basis. And it goes like this. Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am and who I want to be and what I can do and use it for a purpose greater than myself. And every time I hear her say those words, because I've listened to that CD numerous times, it reminds me to say the same thing. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing, because when you can step out of your closet and be of service, you are actually serving yourself as well as other people. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and change the word that is appropriate for you, from God to universe to higher power, whatever works for you. And just say this prayer out loud right now with me. Use me, God, universe, higher power. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose so much frickin' greater than myself. And so it is. And that's it. That's it for this week. That's Uncloseted. Thank you for listening. And go out there and be bold. Be simple. Be who you're meant to be. Because when we step beyond who we're meant to be, we take bold action and we uncloset ourselves. I'm Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again on the Coming Out Lounge and Uncloseted in just a few days. Take care, everyone.